healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you would like at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. You can actually control the content of the site. So you find something that you think is interesting, something outrageous, fun, whatever you want to share with us on the show and the rest of the listeners, you submit it over at freetalklive.com. And within the last few weeks, we've made some major changes to the front page there. It's now Reddit integrated. So the setup is different. It's easier to use, in my opinion. And I like it. Hopefully you will as well. So go and take a look at freetalklive.com. To start things out here tonight, a quick news update. Adam Kokesh has been arrested in Washington, D.C. If you may recall, we talked to him a few weeks ago when he was planning to do the smoke down with Choom, I think it was. I believe that was one of the slang terms that Obama and his buddies used to describe smoking marijuana.
I thought they called him President Choom.
Yeah, smoke down prohibition with President Choom or something like that. And they were going to smoke up outside of his the White House today. And
An individual who spent so much time smoking marijuana in his late teens, early 20s, would certainly not be throwing people in jail for it today now that he's in, what is, late 40s, early 50s?
Yeah, but he is. In fact, Adam Kokesh was arrested today. We don't have many more details besides that.
I mean, you'd think that if somebody would be better off if they were thrown in jail, and their family, too. I mean, you know, society in general would be better off for throwing in jail, that a president that smoked marijuana, like, the last three, would just, law enforcement officers would go and throw him in jail.
I'm with you. I'd love to opine further on it, but we've got a special guest we're going to start the show out with tonight that sort of ties into a discussion about people being arrested for smoking cannabis. Of course, our friend Rich Paul was just sentenced yesterday to a year in jail for selling said plant and other things. We can get into those details later. But if you're sitting on a jury for somebody like Adam Kokesh or Rich Paul or another person who's been accused of selling drugs or buying drugs or doing, you know, prostitution or doing some other kind of act that has been prohibited by the government, but is, in point of fact, does not involve a victim, if you're sitting on one of those juries, you have the right to vote your conscience. You have the right to vote not guilty based on how you feel about the law itself, whether or not you think the law is a good thing. Like, if I think the war on drugs is terrible, and I do, I would vote not guilty, even if the person was caught red-handed selling the drugs or possessing it. And that's one of the ideas. It's called jury nullification. That's one of the ideas that our next guest was promoting when he was arrested himself and put in jail for several months. His name is Mark Schmitter, and he's on the line with us from, I believe, Orlando, Florida. Good evening, Mark.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you fine. Can you back up off your phone maybe about an inch?
Yeah, sure. A little too loud? Okay.
Yeah, okay.
There you go. How's that?
It's a little bit better, I think. Well, welcome to the show, Mark. It's good to have you here. We've been following along with your case for a long time, but if you could maybe recap for our listeners why, what happened? Why were you out front of the courthouse? Why did you get arrested? Can you give us that story?
Well, it was back into the summer of 2010. I just really wanted to get involved with something to help the country, so I handed out FIJA flyers, FIJA.org, fully informed jury association flyers at the Orange County Courthouse in Orlando, Florida. Did about 5 months. Every Monday morning, I just treat it like a job. Go down there for 1 hour, hand them out.
Mm-hmm.
And then Judge Belvin Perry, in January 31st of 11, he issued a completely unconstitutional administrative order, because what I was doing wasn't against the law. But he issued an administrative order that said no one could hand out, distribute, talk to, or hold a sign that had anything with a jury, and if they did, they'd be held in contempt of court and for jury tampering, a misdemeanor. So I quit doing it, and then Julian Heichlin, which is talked on their show, came down and handed them out, and Julian Eichlin couldn't get arrested, so we started handing them out again. And then Judge Perry issued a second administrative order where he said anything he had to do with free speech had to be done in the free speech zones.
Ah, free speech zones.
Unconstitutional.
You know you have free speech when they make special zones for it.
Yeah, what a joke. Yeah, you can have free speech as long as you're in the zone. What a joke. So, I quit handing them out again. Julian Eichlin came down. He couldn't get arrested on the second administrative order. So we figured that we're both so unconstitutional, all of us started handing out flyers again. But since I'm like the Central Florida coordinator for this, they decided to pick on me, so they arrested me. And I was sentenced to 151 days and also 146 days to be served concurrently. And I appealed. I was in jail 4 days. I appealed it. The Fifth District Court of Appeals at Daytona Beach ruled that the free speech zones were unconstitutional. But unfortunately, they upheld and ruled against me on the handing out flyers. So Judge Perry recently...
Just a point of clarification,
21st,
Mark.
141 days in jail, and I just got out last Tuesday.
Mark, just to clarify here, regarding the flyers... Are they saying that it's illegal to hand out any sort of flyers out in front of this courthouse or just jury nullification?
No, it just says handing out anything that has to do with the jury. That's all.
Wow.
Now, how many times were you able to successfully hand out those flyers before they finally put you in, you know, in a cage for that?
Yeah, that's what they did. They put me in a cage for handing out the flyers. And actually, it was a misdemeanor, so I figured the very most I could get would be a day or two or anything. But he went for the absolute maximum he could do, which was 141 days.
So, but how many? Okay, so, all right, I'm a little bit confused. You went to jail 141 days. You served, what, 100? How many did you actually serve?
104 days. You get off for statutory and game time, good behavior and things.
Gotcha. So you're out in front of the courthouse. How many times were you able to actually hand out the flyers before you were arrested?
Oh, I did it for 5 months, every Monday morning. I did it a long time. Yeah.
Right. And were you alone when the arrest actually...
I'm at Seminole County Courthouse now in a different county.
You said you are doing it at Seminole Courthouse?
Yeah, matter of fact, we're going to be there Monday morning. That's the start of the Trayvon Martin case.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to be out there handing out flyers on Monday morning.
Interesting.
Because that's a different judicial system. That's a 19th judicial court where Judge Perry is...
Yeah, he's not involved with that courthouse. Now, were you alone when the arrest happened?
Arrest was, I was alone. Usually there's other patriots with me at the same time. It was unusual for me, and they usually just wait till you're alone.
I guess that makes some sense. Did the appeals court give any kind of defense of their ruling? I mean, it seems very odd that they would claim that, you know, that handing out information, a 1,000-year right of jury nullification, was somehow a violation of free speech. Or not a violation of free speech.
Well, what they did is they ruled not for Judge Belvin Perry's arguments. They ruled it's up to the administrative judge of that court district. He can declare that land there as non-open forum, which means it's private property. Now, we all know it's not private property.
Right. Well, it'd be private property if Belvin Perry paid for it, but instead he robbed us all of our property taxes for it.
I know. And now, on top of that, he also gave me a no trespassing order. So why have the no trespassing order working on me on public property?
How long is that valid?
Jury summons, which I naturally had to go to.
How long is the no trespass order valid, and is it against the courthouse?
It's the Orange County Courthouse, except if I have down there for business, I'm allowed to go there. But you're not allowed to do a no trespassing order on public property.
Yeah, I know what you mean, because I actually won a very similar case here. I had that no trespass order tossed out, though mine was written by the sheriff, not a judge, so it would be much more difficult to get a similar order that you're describing that was written by a judge tossed out by another judge. So I hope that works out for you. Mark, can you stick with us for one more segment to talk further about what's going on with you now?
Sure.
All right, and we'll talk also a little bit maybe about jury nullification and how people can do this very same activity in their area, although it sounds kind of scary. I mean, if you hand out flyers outside of a courthouse, you get arrested. You go to jail for over 3 months. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live at 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 5th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,402.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,438.91, $719.46 for a half ounce, or $359.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,438.91, $719.46, and $359.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here, live Saturday edition. Though, right now we've got a special guest on the line. We will, of course, get to our regular format of you can call in about anything. Right now, if you call in, you should have a call or a question for Mark Schmitter, who spent 104 days behind bars in Florida because he handed out some fully informed jury association pamphlets in front of a courthouse. And we'll continue with him here. We got him on a better sounding connection here in just a moment.
Lots of people doing camping this year. It's going to be great. I just got
Porkfest is coming.
Yeah, Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up. You may come camping with us. As a matter of fact, I just got some a tent and some inflatable mattresses from ManVentureOutpost.com, and they've got the lowest prices I've been able to find in the entire internet on anything that's related to camping, hunting, survival, shooting gear. It's ManVentureOutpost.com. They've definitely got rock-bottom prices. They're a family-owned operation. You can trust them. I've been doing business with them for years. They've got tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, tents, apparel, boating equipment, knives, scopes, binoculars, ammunition. Lots of people looking for ammunition these days. And, you know, admittedly, ManVenture, they're out of a lot, too, just like a lot of places are. But go take a look. They do have some ammunition in stock. So it's ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. Mark Schmitter is with us. By the way, he's got a Facebook page where there are some donation information there that you'll find at We Are Mark Schmitter, Facebook.com/We Are Mark Schmitter. And you can just type in the Facebook search bar, We Are Mark Schmitter, and that'll take you there. Now, Mark Schmitter is fresh out of jail in Florida after spending 104 days on an over 140-day sentence for passing out information. Shocking surprise to a lot of people, I'm sure, Mark, who thought that this was supposedly a free country where you have the right to free speech and the right to be the free press. But apparently that's not the case if a man in a robe says otherwise. Wow, it's just absolutely incredible what has happened to you. Now, what's the fundraiser about? Are you appealing this?
Thanks for that.
Now, as long as it's not three things, it can't be incitement like yelling fire in a theater. It can't be fighting words, second thing. And the third thing, it can't be obscenities. But anything else you're allowed to hand out on the courthouse steps or anywhere. I don't care who you are or what it's about.
So you lost one level of the appeal. Did you say it was going to the Supreme Court? I'm sorry.
Yes, the appeal on the First Amendment appeal, not the free speech zones, but not those ruled unconstitutional, but his 03 administrative order about handing out the flyer. Right now, that's in the
Ooh, we missed now, you cut out just a moment there.
Judges let you stay out of jail when you have an appeal going on, but he didn't feel like doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they didn't do that for me either up here. Now, you cut out just
a
moment there.
They don't want people running around supporting free speech in America,
right,
for God's sake. I mean, it could ruin the country.
What court did you say it was in? You cut out for just a moment when you were saying that.
It's the Supreme Court of the State of Florida,
Florida
in Tallahassee.
Gotcha. And when is that expected to be heard? Is it coming soon, or is this going to be like 3 years down the road?
You know, I don't really know, 6 months or a year, but then if we fail on that one, we're going to the Supreme Court of the United States in D.C.
Wow. Now, who's the attorney behind this? Is this guy working for free? Is he pro bono? Is he, you know, collecting a big paycheck? Who's that guy?
No, he isn't collecting much of a paycheck, and he's just really giving us a really good rate because there's a lot of prestige in this for him.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Sucker, and he's already been on your show.
Oh, yeah. I think we definitely talked to Adam previously. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know. So people can go to We Are Mark Schmitter on Facebook to get contribution information to help you out, Mark. But I know some people have been wondering, are you going to come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year?
Well, you know, enough people are starting to tell me about it, but can I just say one more thing here about these two administrative orders?
Sure, go ahead.
Selectively enforced. You cannot selectively enforce something. That means you can pick and choose who you make has to abide by the administrative order. That's also unconstitutional.
Sure.
Yes, I have got a lot of pressure when people tell me to go up there. Since I'm kind of a rock star nowadays, maybe we'll get people motivated.
Well, we've definitely had Julian Heiklin at the Pork Fest previously, and he's done a great job of giving a presentation about jury nullification. Of course, a lot of us up here in New Hampshire are well aware of it. I've been doing jury nullification outreach here in Cheshire County for several years, completely unmolested. And you know, so I would encourage people who want to emulate you, Mark, to go to fija.org, F-I-J-A.org, and learn more about jury nullification. They've got some great flyers and handouts that you can print out and take to your local courthouse and hand these things out. But it's best to do it where you have support, where you're not alone, because these guys are bullies and they pick on people, and they're more likely to pick on you if you're all alone. So I'd recommend that before people do this, they find some friends who are willing to go out there and do it with them, and bring a video camera along with. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. You want a video camera, and actually like a third person taking a picture of the guy taking a picture of you.
Yep, for sure.
But I tell you, this is the one of the few things I've ever done. I mean, I'm 66 years old, and this is one of the few things I've ever done where I feel really great about it when I've done. And I've been doing it now for years, and it's just something I'm going to hang on to.
That's fantastic. Well, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up June 17th through the 23rd. So if you're going to come up, you got to make the decision soon. It's imminent.
Yeah.
We're going to be broadcasting live from the event. It's an entire week of liberty-minded people all hanging out at the same campground in northern New Hampshire. And it really gives people a great taste of what it's like to be around others who actually understand what freedom is and who are willing to get active for it. That's the reason I left Florida, was because I just didn't feel like there was enough of a liberty community to have any kind of an effect on changing things for the better down there. And I've found that that is the case here in New Hampshire. We've got over 14,000 people who pledged to make the move, and about 1,000 people are going to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So we'll look forward to seeing you up there. Anything else you want to add tonight?
No, it's just that justice requires constant publicity, and I want to thank you for putting me on the air. And then freedom requires constant vigilance, so I want everybody to go out there and try to save the country like me.
Thanks for the call, Mark. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Good and good luck, by the way, with the appeal. I hope to hear good news about that, so keep us in the loop, will you?
Will do.
Thank you, sir. Have a good night. That's Mark Schmitter. His Facebook page, We Are Mark Schmitter. You can contribute to the appeal effort there. But the good news here in New Hampshire, we don't have to appeal things like that, because they don't arrest people here for handing out jury nullification information. At least they haven't tried.
They haven't done it here. That much is true. But you
they
know,
do it all over the place.
I thought it was interesting what Mark said, is that justice and freedom require constant vigilance. And I think that this is absolutely a true statement. And I think it's a sad indictment of the governmental system that we've got in this country, and frankly, all of them around the world, every mm-hmm. single one of them. Because if somebody doesn't spend their time, and frankly, it feels like a waste of time. I mean,
Most of the time it is.
He's going out, he's handing out pamphlets every Friday morning or whatever he's doing, three times a week?
Once a week
he was doing it. He gets thrown in jail for like 100 days for passing out pamphlets, protecting everybody's freedom in the process, and, you know, most people just haven't heard of it, and most don't care.
Come see us at Pork Fest, where people do care, where people who love liberty are getting together, and you can see what it's like to be around hundreds of other people who love freedom. Go to porkfest.com, porcfest.com. There's more Free Talk Live coming up in moments. You can also call in to bring up whatever you want.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising costs of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. I apologize to our radio listeners. Apparently, we were not feeding our guest out there during the last segment for a portion, and I hope that it wasn't too long before it got remedied. That was my fault, and if you missed that, there should be later an archive of it at freetalklive.com. So
yeah, you should be able to hear it at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, you will be able to
hear it. Sorry about that. Technical difficulties.
So yeah, that was totally my bad. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can also join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. You can watch via the webcam if you'd like at cam.freetalklive.com. It's free, like the rest of the features on the site. And also the chat room is built in right there to the same page. All of it there at cam.freetalklive.com. Thanks.
Spring is home buying time, and this is likely to be the busiest spring in, maybe a half a decade. Homes buying is picking up now, and if you're going to get a mortgage, the place to do it is MortgageMinuteGuide.com. At MortgageMinuteGuide.com, Roger Schlesinger and his team of experts will work with you to find you the best mortgage for you, not the one that's most popular right now or the one that has the highest commission rate on it or the one that the boss says to push, but the one that's right for you. It's MortgageMinuteGuide.com. If you're working with someone else, isn't
when you're talking about one of the most important purchases of your life, isn't it worth getting a second opinion? Go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com and talk to them about just, you know, what might be better for you. Take a look. Get a comparison. Compare apples to apples. I'm going to give you a telephone number. Roger Schlesinger and his team of experts at MortgageMinuteGuy.com know the difference between a cheap and an inexpensive loan. The number is 866-288-0088. It's 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
All right, so 855 450-FREE is the toll-free number. Now, you can bring up anything you want. Adam Kokesh has been arrested for smoking cannabis, allegedly, in front of the White House today. We're hoping to get more information as the show continues on tonight. We may actually be able to get Adam on here at some point and talk to him, because apparently he has been released from police custody. So that's, I guess, a little bit of good news. Maybe they just cited him, took him back for processing, and released him. That's going to be my guess as to what happened. We will inform you as we learn more about that. But I guess while we just finished up talking with Mark Schmitter, who was just wrapped up his 100 days in jail, 104 days in jail in Florida.
For passing out pamphlets at a courthouse.
Yeah, I think it's important to really kind of focus on that and how what he did should have been completely constitutionally protected. What he was doing was not jury nullification. Jury tampering. It was advocating for jury nullification, but that is not jury tampering. When you're advocating for jury nullification, all you're doing is you're informing potential and actual jurors that they have the right to vote their conscience. You can vote not guilty if you think the law is bad. So if I'm sitting on a jury for, let's say, Rich Paul, our friend who was looking at 100 years in prison for selling some cannabis and some purported LSD, if I were sitting on that jury, which, of course, they would never let me sit on that jury, but if I were, you know, if they didn't know who I was and I was actually sitting
on that
jury.
That would be the only way you would get on that jury.
Yeah. If I was there on that jury, if you were on that jury and you're like me, and you think the war on drugs is insane and it needs to end, you can help end it right there in the courtroom, in the jury deliberation chambers. You can help end it by voting not guilty and encouraging everyone else on that jury to vote not guilty, no matter what the judge tells you.
This isn't some kind of radical idea. This is the right of juries going back 1,000 years. This is English common law, and only in the last couple of decades has this been sort of undermined, swept under the rug, been kept quiet. Why? Because the lawyers believe that they are smarter than the rest of us when it comes to these things. Obviously, you know, Washington, D.C., the 535 drunken sailors that run this country, the vast majority of them are lawyers. And, they're going to write laws and set up the system to benefit lawyers. They're not going to do it to benefit you. Obviously, at this point, we are throwing people in jail for 100 days in this country for passing out pamphlets at the courthouse lawn because they don't like the information in it. That's not what the freedom of speech is about. Freedom of speech isn't about being able to say, I like the Boston Red Sox. I mean, that's an easy thing to say. Freedom of speech is about saying things that are uncomfortable to ruling authorities, uncomfortable to people in power.
Yeah, exactly. And that's some of the things that I said recently at the Talkers seminar, which is a talk radio convention that we attended this week. I was talking about free speech. I was giving the introduction to the Freedom of Speech Awards, and it was an honor to do that. But also, freedom of the press is equally as important. It's kind of the corollary to free speech, in that if you have the freedom to speak, you should also have the freedom to print your speech. You should have the freedom to broadcast that speech and disseminate it in whatever way that you feel is necessary, as long as you aren't, you know, tagging it on someone's building. You know, you're not violating someone else's property rights. And in the case of the courthouse, that's not private property. The courthouse is ostensibly public property on which people who are members of the public, which is supposed to be anybody listening to this show, on which you should be able to go and stand there and hold a sign and stand there and, you know, chant something if that's what you like.
Well,
stand
if you
there
asked
and hand
any,
things out.
If you asked anybody in America whether you have the right to pass out a pamphlet at the courthouse, they would say yes. And you would say, well, in a country with freedom of speech, can this pamphlet say anything? And they'd say, well, you know, there might be a few things, but surely it wouldn't be about jury nullification. I mean, it's nuts. It's absolutely crazy. And you can see the chilling effect that the appeals court put on this, mm-hmm. more lawyers, by the way, put on this guy, because they didn't let him out of jail for the appeal. By the time he actually gets some justice on this, if he actually gets some justice. Because remember, you're asking a bunch of judges whether or not another judge did something right. And people have a tendency to protect their own. You know, by the time he does get some justice, he's already served his 104 days in prison. How many people are willing to spend 104 days in jail for freedom of speech? Not many.
Yeah, I mean, the guy, it's a heroic occasion. We really didn't even have a chance to get into the jail, whatever jail experience he had, but obviously he made it out, so that's a good sign.
It's jail. It was unpleasant.
Yeah, exactly. I imagine jail in Florida can be a little bit worse than it is up here, where in Keene we call it the Keene Spiritual Retreat. It's this brand new jail, and the guy running the jail here is actually a member of law enforcement against prohibition. So the warden of the jail, or the superintendent in this case, actually believes that a good chunk of his prison population shouldn't even be there. He would probably vote to nullify if he were on some of the juries of the people that are sitting in his facility. So jury nullification is a really important idea, and of course that's why the courts don't want you to know about it. This is, as you said, a thousand-year-old right that jurors have to nullify the law, and that's why they don't tell you. That's why the judge in his jury instructions will never inform you of your right to conscience, of your right to exercise your conscience. The judges will say things like, you must apply the law as I describe it to you. And then he'll tell you what the law is.
Right. I mean, what in the world do I need to apply the law the way the judge describes it to me? Why doesn't the judge just apply the law at that point? I mean, what do you need me, a member of the public, what do you need my input for if I just do what you say I should do? I mean,
to make the system look fair, I guess?
That, you know, it's window dressing. Either you want my opinion on the enforcement of this law on other members of the public, my peers, or you don't.
So, jury nullification, you can go and learn more. FIJA.org.
I'd love to hear somebody's opinion on this. What do you think the problem is with passing out pamphlets? Somebody
That's a
out
good
there.
Question. I mean, I can't imagine anyone actually agrees with that restriction.
The guy spent 104 days in jail. I mean,
it's crazy. Good question. I guess if you agree that Mark Schmitter should have been put in jail for handing out this information, would really love to hear from you. But
what information, besides child porn, do you think that somebody should be arrested for handing out at a courthouse? I'd love to hear any of it. I don't get it. Maybe I think that this is absolutely outrageous. I think that this is the harbinger of doom for this
Florida.
Florida, are you talking? This could have
True.
Been any
Julian,
state in America.
Julian Heichlin, who's the other guy that was arrested at Mark Schmitter, the same place where Mark Schmitter was. Julian Heichlin has been arrested for doing jury outreach all across the country, Manhattan,
mostly federal courthouses.
Yeah, mostly federal courthouses, but still, he's been arrested in a lot of places, and he did not get arrested in Concord.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Cerederm. Cerederm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Cerederm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment, and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Cerederm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Just call 1-800-994-9405. That's 1-800-994-9405. Try Cerederm risk-free. Just call 1-800-994-9405. That's 1-800-994-9405.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you would like at 855-450-FREE. You can take control here, and again, that's the point of this show. All those other talk show hosts, very, very restrictive. You can only call in and talk about what the host wants to talk about. Now, we happen to be talking about jury nullification at the moment, a concept that I think is particularly important and one worthy of discussion, one worthy of taking a little bit of risk to inform people about. And that's what happened with Mark Schmitter, who was put in jail for over 100 days because he dared to inform people outside of a courthouse about their right to judge the law itself during a case and not just whether the facts violated the law. So we can continue that here, and also we'll take your calls because, Mark, you'd ask the question, is there anybody who actually thinks someone should be put in jail for handing out information out in front of a courthouse? 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Also, we have Skype. You can Skype us at Skype username lrn.fm.
I read a free web comic called Quantum Vibe. It's a sci-fi web comic following the life of a young woman from a space city 500 years in the future. She travels among the various settled, increasingly statist worlds in the solar system. Nicole encounters both the extreme hazards of space and human treachery as she assists a mad scientist with a vision that will help humanity access a vast new frontier and finally leave oppressive corporate states behind, or so they hope. Now, the first 400 strips of this popular epic story by Scott Beezer have been collected in the trade paperback volume Quantum Vibe Volume 1. Nicole. Available from Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and direct from BigHeadPress.com with a list price of only $15. Go ahead and check it out. It's BigHeadPress.com, and it is a great webcomic, and you can get a taste of it online and then buy the book.
Let's continue here. Now, you can bring up anything you want. You don't have to talk about jury nullification. Chad's on the line listening in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Chad.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I was just calling because the other day, I believe it was Wednesday, a gentleman had called talking about George Bush and the aircraft carrier he went on. I was a member of that aircraft carrier.
Is this the mission accomplished situation?
Yeah.
Okay.
I took issue with that because that guy seemed like he was kind of defending Bush, but that's a different story. Anyway, me and my friend, my Navy friend Gary, were the ones who actually hung that banner.
Huh.
And okay.
How's that feel?
Well, yeah. So, we were told by his CIA henchmen in black suits to hang that banner. And then 2 years later, in a press conference.
Do you as a Seabin or whatever your title
yeah.
is? What's that? Do you have to take orders from civilians or whatever these people are?
Well, we're told that to follow our chain of command, and since Bush is at the top and he's the one who supposedly told his CIA guys, I would imagine that they probably didn't just say that on their own.
Okay, who knows?
Yeah, so, you know, we're told not to follow any unlawful orders, but
hanging banners does not seem unlawful.
All right, so what was the rest of the story? Go ahead.
Well, anyways, we were told to hang the banner, and we did. And 2 years later, Bush was asked in a press conference about that, and he stated that it was the crew's idea, which would directly mean me and my friend Gary.
Mm-hmm.
And
you guys were just so overwhelmed by the visit of George Bush that you
made your own banner.
You had a banner made up that said mission accomplished.
Yeah, I had just gotten off a 24-hour watch, so I was actually sleeping when he made his little speech and everything. I couldn't give a crap.
Right. You were so excited about the mission accomplished in Iraq that you went and went to sleep when he came out and gave a speech.
That's correct.
I gotcha. You must have been thrilled about his visit.
No, I'm not really thrilled about many presidents, but that's also a different issue.
Gotcha. All right.
I was actually, this is kind of a side story. I was actually kicked out of the Navy 2 months early because of my thoughts on 9/11. But yeah.
Really?
So, the bottom line is. Bush is the one who told us to put up that banner. It wasn't the crew's idea. We weren't, like, playing hopscotch one day on the flight deck and decided, hey, let's put up a banner for this
so
guy.
So now you know the truth. When was that? Was that, like, 2006 or something?
And do you guys normally play hopscotch on the deck?
Well, actually, after 6 months out to sea, we do have non-alcoholic beer, two per sailor, and they sometimes...
Anything can happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks for calling and clearing that up, Chad. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So,
did you believe George Bush when he said that, the crew decided to hang up that banner?
I don't recall that, so.
Okay. I remember. No. I do remember that.
No, I don't believe things politicians tell me. Do you?
I figured that it was somebody down the command from George Bush, but it sounds more like a White House thing to do.
Sure does.
Than it does... A Navy thing to do.
I mean, I totally believe the caller on this one.
Maybe I don't have any way to check it out.
We don't know.
You know,
we don't know.
Wouldn't bet
a whole
bunch of money on it, but he didn't have that sound of I'm a big fat liar either.
Yeah, it was a good story either way. 855-450-FREE. That is, again, toll free. Also, you can Skype us at username lrn.fm. So, should you want to take a similar risk as Mark Schmitter and actually hand out jury nullification information, they can provide them for you. You can provide flyers that you can print out. You can also buy them from FIJA, FIJA.org, FIJA.org, the Fully Informed Jury Association, and team up with some people, hopefully more than one other person, with video cameras. Go down to your local courthouse, and I would recommend you position yourself in a way that does not block the traffic of the people trying to get into the courthouse, at the same time allowing you to access those people, to offer them the information. So along whatever the paths are to go up to the doors, for instance, might be a good location. And, you know, if there's more than one entrance, station more than one person at each entrance. But do not station anyone alone, no matter what you do. You do not want to be alone while doing this, because the more people you have on your side, the more video cameras you have around, I think the safer that you are from being attacked by the police. Now, there's always the risk. There's always a risk that some cop is going to decide that he's going to be the hero and save the court from the flyering, the evil pamphleteering and put you in handcuffs and take you away. But hopefully, if you've got enough people out there to back you up, that won't occur. Now, as I mentioned previously, if you're in New Hampshire, you're probably a lot safer because there's a great activist network here already. You can go to freestateproject.org and learn more about that. But ultimately, the way I do it is I'll go out whenever they have jury selection. Because you can go any day of the week, any time in front of a courthouse if it's a busy area and hand things out to people. But to me, I want to make sure that I'm targeting my message to the right audience. And that's the potential jurors. So I want to be there when the juries are being selected. And on certain days, usually that is the case. And you can call your local courthouse and ask the clerk, well, when do you guys do jury selection? How often does that happen? And they might give you a certain schedule, you know, maybe like the first Tuesday of every month or the first and third Tuesdays. You know, it depends on how busy the court is and the population of the area in which you're doing this. You know, small town like Keene, New Hampshire, where we live, they only generally do it once a month. Manchester, New Hampshire, they do it, I think, every week or every other week. So, you know, again, your mileage may vary. You want to contact the court, get that information, and then show up that morning. Find out when the jurors are supposed to arrive. There's usually a certain time window. They're supposed to be, like out here, they're supposed to be there by 8:30. So I'm usually out there from 7:50, 10 minutes before the court opens, to about 8:45, about 15 minutes after they're supposed to be there. That way I get everybody who's lined up before they open the door in the morning, and I get everybody who is
straggling in,
who's late. So, and I'll hand things out to everyone walking by me. I don't care if they're a court employee or, you know, who they are, an attorney. I'll offer it to everybody because you don't want to be accused of targeting jurors, even though your message is not you need to vote a certain way, which is, what, as I understand it, that's what jury tampering is. When I, you know, if I were to go to a case and if I were to tell a juror, you should vote not guilty on this case, then they could probably get me for jury tampering.
Yeah, that would make more sense.
But the jury nullification idea is just to simply inform the juror that you can vote not guilty should you feel so inclined. Should you feel this law is bad? Should you feel the law should not be applied? You can vote not guilty. So that's the difference. The difference between trying to influence a juror to vote in a certain way versus what jury nullification is about is informing the juror of their rights. And that should absolutely be protected. So, again, if you want to help out Mark Schmitter with his legal defense, he spent over 100 days in jail because he was doing this jury nullification outreach. They called it jury tampering. It's nonsense. And he's got a court case. So you can go to Facebook and put in "We Are Mark Schmitter," and you'll it'll take you to his page with the details about how to contribute. Now, you can take control here, 855-450-FREE. More courtroom shenanigans that I experienced yesterday. It was pretty outrageous. Coming up.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
Online Bitcoin poker at sealswithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at sealswithclubs.eu. Great play rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at sealswithclubs.eu. No seals are harmed in the making of this episode.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.